The Wilkes Sheriff's Office has received several reports recently of fraud involving bank cards. In one of the most recent cases, a North Wilkesboro victim found that nearly $6,000 had been stolen from their bank account. The purchases from North Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida were all made online using the victim's debit card. Then a Wilkesboro victim told sheriff's investigators that she discovered an unauthorized charge on her Wells Fargo debit card made to Match.com for $69. There was an additional charge of 65 cents to a business in California. The victim has canceled her debit card with the bank, who is investigating the unauthorized charges. As 3WC News has already reported, the Wilkes Sheriff's Office received two other reports last week where someone's bank card was used to steal thousands from their checking accounts. Those victims were from McGrady and North Wilkesboro. There are currently no suspects in either of those cases. You know the old saying, they took everything but the kitchen sink. Well, in a theft from a local business, they took the sink, too, and even the toilet and the tub. New Generation Homes off Highway 421 called the Wilkes Sheriff's Office about a break-in. A thief or thieves forced open the back door to one of the homes. A cabinet with porcelain sink and faucet, a 60-inch garden tub with faucet, a toilet, and a Nordyne indoor furnace unit were stolen from the new home. No suspects were listed with the theft. Wilkesboro police were called to Walmart regarding a shoplifter being detained in the store. Store staff watched the 49-year-old man take and consume two products from the pharmacy and also steal a Gerber knife set. The man was stopped and detained by store personnel until police could arrive. The man was cooperative and was given a citation for shoplifting, escorted outside, and released. On Friday, Governor Pat McCrory and other state officials remembered North Carolina's D-Day heroes. Friday, June 6, marked the 70th anniversary of the invasion. North Carolinians played key roles in the historic D-Day invasion that took the fight directly to the Axis powers and hastened the fall of Adolf Hitler. On June 6, 1944, thousands of North Carolinians were among the Allied troops that crossed the English Channel and even more trained for the war on Tar Heel soil. Airborne was the tip of the spear on D-Day. William C. Lee of Dunn, North Carolina, is acknowledged as the father of the airborne and was instrumental in making airborne units a pivotal element of the invasion. Lee did not jump into occupied France with his beloved paratroopers. A heart attack in February of 1944 ended his active participation in the war, and he was replaced by General Maxwell D. Taylor. However, to honor their founder, the paratroopers of the Airborne 101st Division screamed, "Bill Lee," as they jumped into France during the early morning hours of June 6. While Lee could not jump with his troops, many of his fellow Tar Heels did. Governor Pat McCrory said North Carolinians have always been at the forefront of this nation's defense, and nowhere was that historic commitment more evident than during the invasion of Normandy. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.